Southern Oxfordshire MPs have shared their thoughts on the County Council's proposed changes to the fire service. Freddie Van Merlo, Liberal MP for Henley and Thames, said, "It is right that the fire service takes a strategic look at whether its assets still match where the greatest number of incidents and risk is. As Oxfordshire grows and evolves, this needs to happen. With specific regard to proposals for Henley, the fire service have not demonstrated they can maintain or improve response times in and around Henley while closing the station. In fact, it already has amongst the worst response times in the county, and we should be seeking improvement and investment, not closure. Equally, I am concerned that losing an appliance in Tame could leave the M40 dangerously underserved. I urge all residents to continue to engage with the consultation, which will need to be evaluated, but it's clear already the full proposals in their current form should not be the final outcome of this process."
And continuing, Laila Moran, Lib Dem MP for Oxford West and Abingdon, said, "I welcome Oxfordshire County Council's review of how fire and rescue resources are organised, particularly given the very real challenges around recruitment, retention, and changing demand on the service. It's right that the council looks at how to ensure firefighters are available where and when they are most needed, and that fire prevention and protection remain at the heart of the service. That said, I appreciate the concerns that have been raised, and they should be taken seriously. Constituents have contacted me about response times, crew levels, specialist rescue capability, and the protection of Oxford's historic city centre. These are not abstract issues, and recent incidents have shown just how vital a swift, well-resourced response can be. I encourage the Council to continue engaging openly with staff, residents, and representative bodies, and be clear about how these proposals will maintain public safety and confidence. It's essential that any changes are driven by service quality, not cost cutting.